Man shall not live by bread alone. Man, meaning he gave us exactly how we should live. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It's what he told the devil. In other words, we are to demonstrate Satan's defeat. How? With the word of truth.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Good day, everyone. Well, get ready to suit up for battle as Pastor Bill's study from Ephesians continues. He's titled today's message, The Belt of Truth. Now let's listen in.
This morning, we're going to talk about the belt of truth. We're putting on the entire armor of God. And of course, the belt of truth is the first piece of armor. Now, there are those that say, when you study out, you know, the armor, and wonderful men of God, people that are much more intelligent and skilled in God's word than I am. And the majority say there are only six pieces of armor. And I don't refute that. There definitely is six pieces there. However, I've always said there are seven pieces because we neglect verse 18. Praying with all supplication in the Spirit, loved one, is armor. Amen? Yes. Oh, never neglect prayer. Prayer is the work. It will always be the work. It keeps you connected to the throne room of God, where every supernatural provision is resting so God can bring it from the supernatural into the natural for you and I. So with all that being said, we know the enemy, remember? We understand, we know about him, we know how he fell, we know his past, we know his present, we also know his future, he and the angels, the fallen angels, where they're going to end up. Now, we also have learned his methods. Now, listen carefully. There are those that always are stretching out trying to find out more about the devil. The only thing that you need to know about the devil is in the Bible. That's it. Amen? Listen. God said, this is all I want you to know. So whatever's in the Bible about him, that's sufficient for us. Now, with all that being said, remember that for us to walk worthy of our calling, which we have in Christ Jesus our Lord, remember walking worthy means it's a picture of a set of balances. We walk equal in doctrine, equal in application. We're balanced. We hear the word of God. We do the word of God, therefore we're balanced. Now, if we do not put on verse 10, like I said last Sunday, you know, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord, not in yourself, not in your wisdom, but be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. If you don't put on verse 10, the rest of the armor doesn't matter because you can't fight the devil in your own strength. Amen? With your own wisdom. You have to use the whole armor of God. And not only that, loved one, if you do not walk worthy of verse 14, the very first piece of armor, and where it says, stand therefore, having girded yourself, your waist, the belt of truth. If you neglect truth, the rest of the armor is not going to work because all the armor is connected to the belt of truth. Amen? So if you lose the belt, or if you don't do the belt, if you don't go and learn about truth, I'm telling you what, you're already in horrible trouble because all of the armor that you have, that God has given to us, is dependent upon the truth of God's word. So with all that being said, look again at verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded, something we've already done, girded your waist with truth. So that's a command. Paul says, listen, you have to stand therefore because you've already girded yourself up with truth because you have believed the truth of God, and the truth is Jesus Christ. In other words, you're born from above. Remember the metaphor there to gird something up. Back in Paul's time, you know, the men had the toga or whatever they wore, the long gown type thing, the dress. And so if they wanted to move in a fast manner, they had to gird up the loins, so had pulled their little dress thing up and tuck it into the belt so they could run. So what Paul is saying is that every Christian must be in a constant state of readiness because we are in a real war. As I told the first service, man, listen, does the devil take a vacation? No. His demons, do they get a day off? No, they don't need to sleep. Man, they are active 24/7. They're operating out of the heavenlies that surround this planet. And all they want to do is deceive you. They want to take you completely away from the truth. So this belt, the armor of truth, we have to gird ourselves up with it. And listen carefully. The listing of the armor is actually very important. You can't select or you can't mix them up. They have to fall right into sequence. And not only that, you just can't choose one. I just want that one, you know. No, you have to do the whole armor of God. Well, I don't like the helmet of salvation. It messes up my hair. Or, you know, you see what I'm getting at. I'm not going to put that one on. No, you have to have the helmet of salvation, but you got to protect your mind. Amen? Yeah. You know, you cannot exercise any of the other pieces of armor, and especially you can't exercise the sword of the Spirit without the girdle of truth. Every piece of armor hangs, is attached to the belt of truth. So with that all being said, the word truth there, and I pronounced it in the Greek in the first service, I'm not going to do that in the second service because you know I'm not smart. They think I'm really smart. Are y'all with me this morning? The word truth there, it's aletheia in the Greek. It means this. The word literally means hiding nothing. See, truth hides nothing. The truth is the truth. See, a lie hides everything, doesn't it? But not the truth. And we have, as believers, we not only have the privilege, we have the honor, loved one, of not only having God's word in our very hands, but of knowing the truth of God's word. And it's unchanging. It is eternal. Men can reject God's word. They can reject the grace of God, the goodness of God, but they can never change the word of God. Amen? Even though man does that. Oh, yeah, they try to change God's word to say something that it doesn't mean. But God's word, number one, is true. Number three or four, seven, eight, or nine, it is eternal. Number three, it is unchanging. Amen? Oh, thank God it never needs updating. No, it says in Isaiah 40 verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God, meaning God's perfect truth, stands forever. God's word is precious to our Father in heaven. Amen? Listen, the strongest language in the entire Bible is not reserved for people who lie, not reserved for people who are murderers, not reserved for people who are adulterers or steal or whatnot. The strongest language in the entire Bible is reserved for those who would pervert God's word and teach God's word wrong, falsely. In other words, pervert the good news or the gospel of grace. Remember when Paul, when he opened up in the book of Galatians chapter 1, man, he didn't say, how you doing? Good to see you. He came out like he was a Texan. He had his guns blazing, remember? And he said this in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Galatians. He said, if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. That's a terrible word, loved one. It means let that person that does that pervert the word of God, let him be damned. Let him be damned to everlasting destruction. Now, that's a scary word, isn't it? But that's what God says. And the word of God, not only that, Paul repeats it a second time. That's how important God's word is. Now listen, Satan, we know we're in a battle, but Satan cannot handle the truth. Remember that movie, what was it? I don't remember now. What was his name? And I don't remember that either. Jack, who? Nicholson? I don't know what movie it was, but he was a Marine. Man of honor. Is it Man of Honor? Man, look at this group. You're going, I know what he's talking about. Listen, he said, you can't handle the truth. Remember that? The devil can't handle the truth. You know why? He doesn't stand, John 8:44, he doesn't stand in the truth, and there is not any truth in him. He is the father of every lie that has ever been told, every false doctrine that has ever been preached, and he will do anything to keep the believer and unbeliever away from the truth of God's word. He hates mankind so badly that whenever a person is born, they're born in Adam, and he can't wait to go and try to blind their minds lest those that are in Adam receive the glorious news of the gospel of Christ and they're saved. Satan is a blinder of minds. Now listen carefully about our battle. You know, I've already taught it, but you know that angels, whether the holy angels or the unholy angels, the fallen angels, we all know that they do not die. Amen? So you can't wound an angel. In other words, we can't. And so they don't die. They don't need any sleep and so forth. So when it talks about our warfare, what we need to really grasp about it, number one, it's spiritual, okay? But here's the whole deal. Our warfare is over two things, lies and truth, and our ability to understand the difference between them. That's it. That is the battle, because the world is full of lies, amen, and God's Bible, God's Word, His Holy Scripture is full of nothing but the truth. From Genesis to Revelation. Amen? So we have the truth in our very hands. But here's the deal. You have to know how to discern the truth, and you need to know how to test the truth. Every day, there's 1,000 voices out there on Christian TV, on Christian radio. How do you know that all the pastors and all the teachers and all the TV evangelists or whatever, how do you know that all of them are teaching the truth? Do you just, oh, I like his personality? I just trust him completely? No, that God called you to be a Berean, didn't he? That you are to study to show thyself worthy unto God. You're to rightfully divide the word of truth. You need to know what you believe and why you believe it, and you need to walk in it, amen? But the greatest problem we have today in this 21st century church is, man, listen, we need to be able to understand this. There are only, right this very minute, there are only two spirits that are working in this world. Only two. There is the spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit, and then there's the spirit of error, which is lies, deception, and they all come from the devil. Amen? So we need to understand that. Here's the thing about truth. Knowing God's truth sets you free from error, from the spirit of error. You remember John the Apostle writing, and he said in 1 John 4:1, he says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit." In other words, he's not talking necessarily about the spirit, but the spirit behind the person that's teaching. Does that make sense? A pastor or evangelist or whatever it might be. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit." Here's what we're to do, every believer. He says, "But test the spirits whether they are of God." You test what they say. You test what you hear from them. You buy a book from your favorite Christian author, and I know you love them and respect them, and I do too. However, it doesn't matter who I'm reading. I check out what they're saying. Matter of fact, you've heard me say over all these years, check out what I teach you. Amen? You better believe it. I'm not perfect. I'm not infallible. The Word of God is. Check me out. Be a Berean. Make sure I'm teaching the Word of God. It says, "Test the spirits whether they are of God. For many false prophets have gone into the world." And then when you get down to verse 6, he says, "For by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Now listen carefully. The spirit of error is so subtle. It is so seductive. It is so pleasing to the ear, loved one, that it enables a person by deception to believe a lie instead of truth. Do you understand? To believe a lie is a horrible thing, isn't it? Think about that. I mean, a lie is always from the wicked one. And you know what the spirit of error does? It is so powerful to those who do not know the truth of God's word or just know a little of the truth of God's word. What they do, they start acting on the lie or acting upon what is false. They start trusting what is false, and they start living what is false, and they really believe the lie that they're living is true. Does that make sense? Oh, listen, loved one, the spirit of error is from the devil, and his purpose will never change. It is always to lead you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, the church, as far away from the truth of God as they can get, and to put you in error. That's why the Word of God is so important, and that's why this girdle, this belt of truth, you have to put it on. You have to have it on every day of your life. The church of Jesus Christ, we could be caught up today, the rapture. We could be caught up to be with the Lord. Man, praise the Lord forever and ever. But one day it's going to happen, and after the rapture happens and the church is taken out of the earth, loved one, listen to what's going to happen. Paul told the church at Thessalonica in 2 Thessalonians 2:9, he says, the coming of the lawless one, that Antichrist, if you will, is according to the working of Satan, the energy of Satan, if you will, with all power, signs, and here it comes, lying wonders. Now, a lying wonder is not something, is not a wonder that is not real. It is real. A lying wonder from the devil, from the wicked one, from the powers of darkness, what it's meant to do is to make people believe a lie. Does that make sense? In other words, to deceive them. So when we're raptured out, what happens to the people that are on the earth? Well, it says here in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, it says, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, and here's the reason they perish, because they did not welcome, they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. They didn't want Jesus. Does that make sense? They didn't want anything to do with the Lord, who is the truth. And it says, and for this reason, because they did not love the truth, for this reason, it says, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe not a lie, but the lie, and that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They had pleasure in sin. They had pleasure in darkness, loved one. What is the lie? Well, Satan is going to say that the Antichrist, I am God. He's going to sit himself up on the throne, portraying himself as God to the world. Matter of fact, he's going to deceive the whole world, isn't he? Oh, listen, that spirit of error. But listen to me now. The main reason in that scripture that mankind is rejecting truth has nothing to do, well, it's mental. It's all moral. They love sin. They love unrighteousness. Now, listen, I'm not looking for the Antichrist. Do you understand? It's okay if that's what they do. I'm only looking for one. I am looking for the Christ, amen, the hope of the world. I'm looking for the blessed hope. I'm looking for my Savior. I'm not going to meet the Antichrist. I will probably there when I see him and the devil and the false prophet cast into the lake of fire, amen. We'll see him then. Oh, that's going to be a glorious day. But listen, it says for us, again in verse 14, it says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Never forget that God's word is holy, it is true, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen? It's living, it's active, it's powerful. Therefore, God's truth is our authority. Now, here's the thing you need to know about the wicked one. I know that there are a lot of people today and that they shout at the devil and they bind the devil and they curse the devil and they whatever they do. And I'm not, okay, go ahead. But here's the deal. I go by what God's word says. Amen? And the Bible tells us that we, the believer, how do we demonstrate the defeat of the wicked one? We have the perfect example. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen? And he wasn't shouting at the devil. You know what Jesus did in the wilderness scene when the Spirit of the Lord led him into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, and he was fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and after which the devil came and tempted him and tested him and so forth. Well, listen, how did Jesus defeat the devil? Did he shout at him? No. You know what he did? He used scriptures from Deuteronomy, the Old Testament. He looked at the devil and he said this. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. Man, meaning he gave us exactly how we should live. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's what he told the devil. In other words, we are to demonstrate Satan's defeat. How? With the word of truth, with the word of God. Amen? See, when the Bible tells us how to defeat him, how do we do it? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Why? Why will he run from you? Because we have the truth. The reason that he runs is because of the authority of the word of God used by the believer. Does that make sense? I submit to the Lord. I don't submit to you. You know, you're going to have to start running. You better be gone. That's what the Bible tells us. Now, with all that being said, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. He lives in us. We are the naos of God, the church, and the individual Christian as well, meaning the Holy of Holies. Now, the greatest desire of the Holy Spirit is this, or one of the greatest desires, is to lead the believer into all truth. He wants to illuminate the Word of God. Every page on your Bible, he wants it to rush into your heart and be alive. Amen? And so for that reason, the Spirit of truth which we have, Jesus told us, he said in John 14:16, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Another means of the same kind. In other words, Jesus was saying, he will give you another me. So he says, he will give you another helper that may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. He is not only in us, he is alongside of us, and he comes upon us. Amen? He is the Spirit of truth. Jesus later said in John 16:13, he says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, listen carefully, he will guide you into all truth. Listen, I have the greatest guide. You have the greatest guide in all of the universe. Amen? Just think, the Holy Spirit can't lie. He doesn't associate with lies or deception. Wherever he leads you, he is always leading you into perfect truth. God's word is perfect truth. Amen? Oh, listen, I am so thankful for that I'll never be led astray unless it's by my own self and my own flesh. But the Holy Spirit will never do that to me. It says all truth, not a truth. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you into the entirety of the Word of God. Why? Because the psalmist has said in Psalm 119:160, he said this, the entirety of your Word, from Genesis to Revelation, the entirety of your Word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endureth forever and ever and ever. When Jesus was talking to the Jews, the ones that believed in John chapter 8, verse 31, what did Jesus say? He said, listen, he said, if you abide in my word, let's bring it up to today. If you get into the Bible, amen, you get into the holy word, the truthful word of God. If you live there, if you dwell there, if you abide there, he said, you are my disciples indeed. Not just disciples. He said, man, you are really my disciples, and ye shall know the what? Truth, and the truth will set you free. Think about that. That's what Jesus told us, loved one. Listen, the truth will make you so free, and oh, Lord, please don't let this happen in the second service, too. I'm starting to sound like Dr. Fauci. Oh, isn't God good? You know, I have about 3 different lozenges I take before I teach every time. You know, they all do supposed to do something different. Now, free from what? Well, the truth sets you free from this world. Amen? It sets you free from Adam. Amen? The world can't do that. It sets you free from the power of sin, the consequence of sin, and death. And it also sets you free from the wicked one. He cannot touch you. Amen? See, that's what knowing the truth is. But I want you to listen to me. Faith, okay? Faith, salvation, righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the good news of the gospel, going from glory to glory to glory. Listen, everything in God's word, everything in your life, we are all dependent on one thing, truth. Without the truth, why do we even have faith? Does that make sense? You can't be saved. See, God's word is truth, loved one, and only God's word can free us and give us the ability to defeat his lies, the schemes, and the methods of the wicked one. Now, let me say something to you. I love you. You know I love you, but listen. A Christian, if you neglect your Bible, if you are not disciplined in true Bible study, I mean really meditating and learning the Word of God, loved one, listen to me. You know, I know you love the Lord, but you are a prized target of the wicked one.
Once again, we're out of time, but please don't miss the program on Monday to hear Pastor's conclusion to this message. And we want to thank you for listening to Love Never Fails. We appreciate you so much. May the Lord bless you with a safe and restful weekend. And we'll see you again on Monday. So long, everyone. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.